Cool. And I'm not going to play Gabe's theme music again just because, oh my God, that was so fucking loud. I wasn't expecting that. I really was. I didn't expect it to be so loud. It'll be interesting to see
how this. I was like, yeah, I can hear it. It's real light in the air. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh my God.
Right. And then I switched it on. And then all of a sudden I was like, holy crap, that's really loud. So
hurt me so bad.
We'll see how that turns out in the mix. Because, well, it's going to be awesome in the mix, I guess.
Be great in a Harman Kardon stereo.
Oh, so good. Yeah, it does. Yeah, which is too bad because I wanted to hear it just blasted through my head again. Oh, and again, I wonder why I have tinnitus. All right, Gabe's looking at moves. Cool. I don't have to worry about gummy. I switched off gummies for a little bit, and I've switched to
switch off them.
Nah, I switched to vapes. I got tired of waiting.
Dude, there's the new resin ones that are like 5 minutes.
Yeah, dude, it's like now it doesn't last as long and it's more manageable. It's like drinking, right? It's just like, I want to have like 3 or 4 cocktails. I don't want to be stoned out of my mind for eight hours.
They sell the cocktail THC.
Yeah, but here it does really fast sure, but you got to drink the whole thing and then that's 100 milligrams.
No.
The drops now. You buy the drops and you put them in whatever you're drinking.
Dude, they sell them and they have the Delta 9 too. I can literally walk.
I don't want the Delta 9. Delta 9 seems like weird science. It's not going to work right for me. That's Texas stuff, man. That's Texas stuff. That's weird.
Yeah, Texas stuff.
That's what they sell in Texas and Georgia because they can't have real.
They sell them everywhere, but they sell in states where there's
hypocrisy. I know. My CBD distributor sells Delta 9. So,
but it's anyway. My point is, they're readily accessible.
I'll look into those. Because I want to start making my own infusions, coconut oil.
Can you grow your own in Arizona, DB?
Yeah, you're allowed. I think it's two. I think it's two plants.
Oh my gosh! So here, it's like
I'm not going to because
right.
I just don't. I mean, for two plants, I got to set up a thing inside. Blah blah blah. I would love to do it, but I just don't see. That's like when I retire, I'll grow pot. Sure.
Yeah.
We
work right now.
You're growing some right now.
Decriminalizing mushroom microdosing, which, by the way, highly recommend.
Yeah, I got friends. I got friends that are talking to me about that too. Yep. So
it is.
Yeah, you can grow almost any plant you want here, and mushrooms. I think you're almost semi. Legal.
I think it's kind of not frowned upon, Chad, if I remember right.
Yeah.
But Michigan's been like, for 20 years you could grow marijuana, but you had to have a medical card, right?
Right.
No, until obviously smoke it.
Yeah. Todd, did you say you were growing some?
No. I said here they let you grow like 6 plants.
In Kansas?
In Missouri. So.
Oh, Missouri, because Kansas, it's still illegal, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah. So fucking weird.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's cool. Make sure y'all get to church on time on Sunday, I suppose.
Well, the funny thing is you couldn't buy alcohol here before noon on Sunday because
same
of church laws.
Oh, Chad, try to grow up in Indiana, where I'm from. You couldn't buy on Sundays.
At all. Yeah, it was illegal here on Sunday completely until about, I don't know, 3 years ago?
They've completely got rid of all of that.
That's insane.
That's insane.
Absolutely insane.
But I'm from the West Coast, where, I mean, I'm you could not sell booze for 4 hours. That was 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. That was the law in California. And then it's like, oh, that's fine. I'll just go to Vegas, buy booze anytime I want.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. We'll do a show now. Anyway, in the whole blacking out part, the big memory hole, you don't get that with a vape like you do with gummies. It's nice. So anyway, that's all I had. Thanks for attending my TED Talk. Here we go. Old guys and their weed on the next WeHateSunroofs.com podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's funny.
Why have I got all like the porn ads on Motoring File now? What's going on here?
Hey, send me a screenshot. That's
Todd, that, what are you searching?
Todd, I don't know what to tell you, but that's typically based on your behavior, we'll say.
Yeah.
Here, I'll post it. It's not porn ads, but it's like
somebody else told me that, and I said the same thing. I'm like, oh, but I mean, I don't know. I've never seen them.
Tracking cookies, watch hello. Right.
Orchid Romance is what it's called. What the fuck is that?
Oh, you know what? I always forget when you're on the desktop, ad blocker works.
Here,
I don't see ads on Motoring File. Sorry,
I'm dropping it. I'm dropping it.
In. Just click on some ads to make up for it.
Yeah.
I click on. I
let them through college.
I let them load in on mobile.
Yeah, there's that's what is shows
that,
up. For
that's
me.
Not porn, Todd. Those are Temu ads, I think.
I don't know what that is. No, it's called. What is it? Is it like a? I don't even know. I'm not going to click on it.
I don't know. I check with Deanne, maybe. Maybe she's buying their clothes.
I think it's. I bet it's like some.
Now you know what you're getting for Christmas.
Dating thing.
Oh, maybe it's looks a dating.
Like
a dating thing.
It looks like a dating thing.
Yeah, it does.
Nobody's gonna. Even... Nobody's gonna DuckDuckGo that.
I'm not clicking on that shit.
Yeah. Okay.
Although you want to fuck with somebody, go to their place and then do a bunch of Google searches for just the weirdest shit you can think of.
Oh God.
Yeah. Good time. Nice. That's really screw up their just screw up their whole everything on their IP.
Completely just screw up the algorithms.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Got it. That works. Let me do an intro really quick. We're gonna record 694.
All right, let's hit it.